This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 19th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Cowley. Here's today's headlines. Ag bills stall. CDFA to remove fruit from backyards. USDA stays open and House chairs mull action on GAO findings. Ag bills stall in appropriations. Senate appropriations yesterday effectively killed SB 709, which would have capped carbon credits and removed guarantees for dairy digesters. The committee did not share its reasoning, but several ag groups heavily opposed the measure. Environmental justice groups had lobbied the committee ahead of the vote. They argued the Air Resources Board has been concealing information about the carbon intensity of biomethane and that this bill would promote transparency. Assembly appropriators, meanwhile, stalled AB 1044 on drought and flood relief and AB 865 on holding imports to California standards. Yet the committee passed AB 865 on exempting wetlands and disadvantaged communities from SGMA. Danny Merkley, a policy advocate at the Gualco Group, representing wine grape growers and irrigation districts, argued the bill would unwind intense negotiations that led to the Groundwater Act and that it would hit ratepayers with higher costs. On that note, the Department of Water Resources announced yesterday that it has completed its SGMA review process for high and medium priority basins. It signals that 98% of the state's groundwater use is now actively managed by local agencies. CDFA to remove fruit from 2,000 homes. CDFA plans to sweep neighborhoods to remove citrus and other fruit from residential trees to stem the tide in a battle against the oriental fruit fly. The mandatory removal will begin in late January and last for a month. According to the department, going house to house to remove the host fruit will enable CDFA, USDA, and ag commissioners to break the cycle of the invasive fruit fly and prevent it from becoming permanently established. CDFA warned that such a scenario would lead to billions of dollars in losses annually for California's food supply. According to invasive species specialists, the largest quarantine in state history is underway for fruit flies. USDA shutdown averted. Congress clears CR. With a day to spare, Congress has managed to prevent a shutdown of USDA and several other departments and agencies. A continuing resolution that the House cleared yesterday afternoon ahead of an expected snowstorm in Washington keeps those departments and agencies operating until March 1, and it funds the rest of government until March 8. Avoiding a shutdown is very good news for every American, especially our veterans, our parents, our children, our farmers, our small businesses, and so many other who would have felt the sting of a government shutdown. That the word of Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer after his chamber approved the CR 77-18, the House passed the measure 314-108. But a CR further squeezes the farm bill. The new CR prolongs the fiscal 24 appropriation process until at least the first week of March. That's further limiting the amount of time that lawmakers have for moving a farm bill, assuming they're even going to get to that. Anything that delays the farm bill and the floor time to get a farm bill going hurts the farm bill. That Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, saying in an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers. The appropriations process is, quote, ever so slowly, ever so steadily, cutting into the time that would be needed and is needed for the farm bill, he said. This week's newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House chairs mull action on USDA handling of foreign land data. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson and Oversight and Accountability Chair James Comer say they're looking into potential legislative vehicles for addressing shortfalls in USDA's tracking of foreign land ownership. A new report from the Government Accountability Office says among the things that USDA staff failed to sufficiently verify is the accuracy of foreign land ownership data, and they are slow to share that information with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. The report details a list of challenges hobbling USDA efforts to track foreign land holdings, including a handbook that provides limited instructions on collecting information. But the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosures Act, which requires tracking of foreign land ownership, is built around self-reported information. To verify that information's accuracy, USDA must look at records from more than 3,000 counties and 500 sovereign tribal nations, that according to USDA spokesman Alan Rodriguez. The GAO's recommendations would require changes by Congress, starting with the funding needed to increase staff and modernize our processes, in addition to a change in data collection mandates down to the county level, he said. GAO prods FDA to finalize traceability rule. Another new report from GAO is urging FDA to finalize a plan for implementing a traceability rule that's designed to identify the sources of foodborne illnesses. The rule will require farms and businesses handling certain food items to maintain specific records and have a traceability plan. Regulated entities are supposed to be in compliance by January 2026, but the agency has yet to finalize an implementation plan. GAO says the plan should include FDA's resource needs as well as strategies for ensuring businesses comply with the regulations. The agency also needs to detail how it's going to educate farms and other regulated entities on the requirements, GAO says. Well, here's today's She Said It. This thing is still moving and it's spreading. That UC Davis plant pathologist Shannon Lynch warning the California Invasive Species Advisory Committee that shot hole borer has been found in San Jose, leaping far north from Santa Barbara. The beetle spreads a fungus that can kill avocado, citrus, and other trees. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.